Welcome to the Vital Balance Support Conference Call.
Speaking of water, I was just thinking the other day, we have water in and we have pee out. Just what level of elimination should we expect? I know we're all different, but just how much should we be eliminating? How much should we be peeing? If we do our 100, or if we do our 50% in ounces and follow that plan pretty closely,
You know, Bill, that's just something I never thought of before.
Gloria's on the line because Gloria had some ahas, or I've heard some when she spoke, and if you are peeing a lot, then up your salts because you need your, you need to make your own electrolytes in order to assimilate and use your water. And then I have people that get up in the middle of the night to pee, and I'm trying to figure out some things around that. And I said, well, make sure you've got your Himalayan salt on that last, or your real salt on that last glass of water, or even if it's at 8 o'clock or whatever, and try that out. So that's a really good question.
Someone even mentioned to me, I think it was at the expo, never thought about this, that we should be peeing every 2 or 3 hours. Now, is that normal? Even in the night. So they're suggesting that it's normal to get up in the night to pee. But frankly, I'd rather sleep right through. You don't want to disturb sleep.
Can I make a comment there? This is Phil in New Mexico.
Phil.
It's really critical what was just said about taking your salt and water before you go to bed at night, because the body has to have that electrolyte and fluid available there to detoxify all the organs. And we deal a lot with diabetics here in this area where we are, and one of the challenges with getting diabetics to drink more water is this idea that they have to get up in the middle of the night several times and they lose their sleep. And we encourage them to do the salt and the water and do a generous amount. We tell people up to a half of a teaspoon of the salt and then up to a quart of water. And within a couple of days, they're calling me and saying, I can't believe it. I sleep all through the night. And the reason that so many of us pee so often, one of the reasons is we're not putting in good water. And the truth is, if you're drinking bottled water or distilled water or RO water, that's very acidic. And when you put it in your body will only take what is absolutely necessary for survival, and then it's trying to get the rest of it out as quickly as possible. And when you drink PIMAG water, which has the minerals in it and the pH balance that your body wants and needs, it stays in the body and serves the cellular structure and serves the energy at the cell level and does what it's supposed to do. But when we put in water that's acidic, it's very quickly vented or eliminated. And some of us have been on PIMAG water for a while. If you drink a bottle of water, you notice that very quickly it runs through you. It's your body saying, look, we don't want all this acid in here. We want to get rid of it as quickly as possible. Does that make sense?
That's awesome, Phil.
Does it make any difference of age, Phil?
Our bodies, as we age, will process water differently. They say when we're born, we have the highest concentration of water in the body that we're going to have. And as we age, we need more and more water because our body doesn't assimilate it and utilize it as much just through the normal aging process. And it's because of that. Dr. Batman Gelich talks about it. Dr. Brownstein speaks about it as well. That's why most of the emergency room visits by people over 60 years old have to do with dehydration. And one of the most common treatments by far for emergency room visits for the elderly is simply giving them normal saline solution to stabilize them because they're so dehydrated. And a lot of it is just because of ignorance. We don't realize that drinking bottled water, even tap water with all the chemicals that are used to treat that water, our body tries to get what it absolutely has to have, and then it rejects it beyond that point so that it doesn't stay in the body and cause challenges.
No, I've never measured it, but say that I'm 160 pounds. That's 80 ounces of water. Should I expect to eliminate 40? That was my original question. Should I expect to? Our body has to flush out constantly, especially after working overnight. What do you think, Phil?
As far as the volume that you take in and what you put out, it's 60 to 80% is what you're going to lose from what you take in, and the rest of it you lose through just normal perspiration, through normal breathing, and then you lose a lot of it just through solid waste and whatnot. But you're going to lose 60 to 80% of what you take in, that you're going to pee that out. And the rest of it is just through respiration.
So that answers my question. We do have to eliminate a lot just to normal process of the body.
We have to, because all of the processes in the cell create acidic waste. As we breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide, the oxygen is basically a pH 7, and the CO2 is pH 6. So everything that happens, we're eliminating acidic waste, and that's why sodium is so important, and why if we don't have, sodium is really our friend. We teach that in our seminars about salt and water. Sodium is our friend. It's only when it's laced with chlorine and sulfated aluminum in our table salt that it's a challenge. And another thing about it is when you eat table salt. And I know it's a real challenge because it pervades so much of our processed foods. But when you put table salt in your body, then that causes your body to eliminate more water. It creates dehydration because the body's trying to eliminate those sulfated aluminums that are what the anti-caking agents in table salt. And it's trying to get rid or isolate the chlorine that it's been used to bleach it and process it. And both of those things have to be isolated and eliminated from the body very quickly. That's what our immune system function is all about. And one of the things that'll do that is, of course, vitamin C. You can take vitamin C when you're swimming or whatever and kind of eliminate some of the bad effects of putting that chlorine immediately in your body. But the answer is really PIMAG water. Get you a clean water source that's mineral rich, and then your body can utilize that water for as long as it needs it to do what we want it to do.
Remember, our body's always detoxing, no matter how well we eat.
Absolutely.
And I had a gentleman that got on the PIMAG water. He started calling it seawater.
Right.
And the reason, you're right, is that he was detoxing, and as you stabilize, you will not have to get up in the middle of the night.
That's right.
Do not get up in the middle of the night anymore to go to urinate.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. I get up in the middle of the night two or three times, so I've started not taking as much water in the evening to reduce the amount of times I have to get up. But what you're saying, Phil, is that I take my salt in the morning, so maybe I should be taking it at night, and that will stop me from getting up as much. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And in fact, Dr. Batman-Gelich says that you need to take it at intervals all through the day. And I'm not talking about, I mean, we have been so scared to take salt that, we're very cautious about it because we still have in the back of our minds all this education, bad education that we've gotten from the medical community that salt's bad for you. Salt isn't bad for you. It's table salt that's bad for you with its chemicals. And if you'll get the right kind of salt, then you don't have to worry about that. But do it all through the day, because I hear people saying what you're saying all the time. Well, I took a little bit this morning and I put it on my food. That ought to be enough. No, it's not. And especially at night, because that's when your body really needs those electrolytes and that volume of fluid so that it can flush the kidneys, flush the liver, cleanse all of the organs and get that out. And you know you're doing it right and having enough. When you get up in the morning, you'll notice that your pee is usually, the first time is usually dark, and it has a it has an odor about it. And that, what that is that's the toxins that have been washed out and cleaned out as your body cycles all the organs and cleans them and gets them prepared for the next day. And then in the morning, the first thing that you should put in your mouth is water and a little bit of this salt, and set that environment up so that your body can do those ion exchanges that are necessary to finish cleansing. And then all through the day, unless some of you are taking some, you know, some real mineral rich supplements, your urine will basically through the day will be fairly clear if you're drinking enough water. And if you're not drinking enough water, I'm talking about after your vitamins and whatnot process. Some of us, take multivitamins and so on. They'll turn the pee kind of bright yellow for a little while, but it should be clear most of the day. And if it's not in the afternoon, if you'll pay attention to the color of it, if it's still got some color in it and it's not related to your supplements that you're taking, you're probably dehydrated. So lots more water and lots more salt. And Dr. Batman-Gelich says take salt until the evidence that you're taking too much is you'll get nosebleed. And I mean, here's a medical doctor who says basically you can't take too much of that mineral salt. And Himalayan salt is a good salt. The reason that real salt, Dr. Brownstein and some of the others basically say that's a better salt is because it has a higher concentration of natural sodium. And natural sodium is the value behind our Greenzyme. That particular formulation of ours, of Jade Greenzyme, has the highest concentration of natural sodium of any source that we have. So sodium is our friend, and we need to utilize it. We just don't want it laced with the chemicals that are in table salt. Does that make sense?
Yep. I take a half a teaspoon in the morning.
And that's not enough, because by noon, you've already peed that out, you've already breathed it out, you've lost that, and it's gone. And so then your body is operating at a deficit as far as its ion exchanges. Until nighttime, when you give it a little bit more and a little bit of water, and basically you take your salts on a regular basis and take a little bit in your hand and throw it in your mouth and then drink some water. And if you'll do that all through the day, you're going to see your energy level come up. You're going to see your ability to rest and sleep, deeper. You'll see your blood pressures go down. Your blood sugars will stabilize in a narrower range. And all of that just because you've created an environment for perfect ion exchanges, and that's what generates our energy, it's our respiration, it's our digestion, it's everything in the body.
I find when we have guests here and I put them on the Nikan water, the first couple of days that they're here, they say, oh, I don't like that water. I said, why? And he says, it gives me diarrhea.
And I said,
you're eliminating the toxins.
Absolutely. And because, like was said there a few minutes ago, the lady said that our body is constantly detoxing. That's what it does. It has to. And everything that's a toxifying element in our body is acidic. And the most alkalizing elements in our body are calcium and sodium. And so if we don't have a ready supply of calcium and sodium in the form of a mineral salt, then we have to supplement heavily for it some other way. But that's how we get our body to the point where then it begins to restore. Because anytime you don't have enough salt in your system, then you're robbing from your bones, you're robbing from the synovial fluid, you're robbing from your blood, you're giving up something, and the body says, hey, I can only do so much. You give me what I need, and I'll do what you want me to do. And I talk a lot about this in that little booklet, you know, there'll be about 250 of them at the convention. They're called Common Sense About Salt and Water. Nothing works good without electrolyte. And that's why when the medical community, when you get sick or whatever, you go to the hospital for accident or injury or trauma, whatever, first thing they do to stabilize you is they give you salt and water. They never give you just water, and they never give you just salt. It's a normal saline solution, and all we're doing with this natural mineral salt in our water is just saying, look, create that environment so that your body can be stabilized all the time.
Hey, Phil, what is the difference between where you live in a drier climate in the desert as compared to Charlie and Linda in Florida, which a lot of the climate is a lot more humid.
It doesn't seem to make much difference. That's a great question, but it doesn't seem to make much difference because the bodily function, you're not going to absorb much of the humidity that's available there. You'll gather up possibly a little bit of it, and you might not feel as thirsty, but your body's functions don't change much whether you're in a humid climate or whether you're in a dry climate. It still needs a certain amount of water and a certain amount of mineral to just maintain.
In a humid climate like Florida, you sweat off more, you think you need more. In a dry climate like the desert, you don't seem to sweat, but it's still happening, correct?
It's absolutely happening. You're still sweating. It's just being evaporated out because the moisture that's wicking away from your body happens so quickly you don't pay much attention to it.
I've noticed that people that live in Florida and people that live in Arizona do not look alike at the same age. The people in Arizona definitely look more weathered.
I hear you.
Probably not eating or drinking enough salt and water.
That's correct. And we have people that tell us, I love my salt and water because I feel like my skin is plump. And it dissipates wrinkles. Batman Gelich talks about that in several of his books, that when you're fully hydrated, your skin will reflect that. In fact, nurses are taught that if you want to check for dehydration, you just pinch the skin on the back of your hand. And if that skin will tent up or hold that position even for just a couple of seconds, you're dehydrated. And that's just a simple thing that they teach in nursing school, that one of the ways to check for dehydration. And, dehydration can come from drinking bottled water or RO water. And people think, well, I'm drinking a gallon of water. Well, great, but if you're not doing salt with it or if you're not supplementing some way or another, Batman Gelich states that it's physically impossible to hydrate your body without both salt and water. It's always and. You can't have one without the other.
Phil, this is wonderful. I have a question.
Yeah.
You mentioned at night doing a half a teaspoon and a quart of water before bed.
If you can. Because if you get your water volume up and then you have the salt there, your body will do what it's supposed to do. But your body can't really rest. Can't really get into a place where your body can detoxify. You know, you've heard this said before, that when you go to sleep, your body goes to work because it's got to get rid of all the toxins and all the stuff that you accumulated through the day and get you prepared for the next day. And it can't do it without a good volume of water and salt. And the ratio, of course, is a quarter of a teaspoon per quart of water. So, do whatever you can stand. It doesn't mean much. It's scary to a person who weighs 90 pounds to drink a quart of water. But, kind of go with your body weight. That's why they have that basic half your body weight in ounces.
Are you talking right before bed, half an hour before bed?
I that's the last thing I do before my head hits the pillow is drink a big glass of water and take a sizable amount of salt. And I'm able to sleep all through the night. And just try it, work into it. And especially if you've had a lot of sugar, dessert type of something a couple hours before you go to bed, sugar creates acid very quickly. Simple carbohydrates create acid very quickly. What you want to do is you want to eliminate that acid by putting in the salt. Salt is 8.5 pH. That's its natural pH value is 8.5. And so are the jade greens on. We've had people that go to bed with, have dealt with gout for years, and they take a half a teaspoon of salt and drink a quart of water before they go to bed. They wake up the next morning and no gout pain. Gout is just acids, and the best place to eliminate those acids is in the process when you're lying in a prone position and your circulation is at its best. Circulate good alkaline water and salt through your body, and it eliminates most of those challenges. Leg cramps, gout conditions, neuropathy, all of those things are helped by a proper fluid and salt. It's
Bill,
it's
can
amazing.
You talk about people with thyroid issues as it relates to whether they're getting any of the iodine and how do they get it naturally?
Well, it's pretty tough. You know, you can do seaweed. There's a few other ways to get it, but I would refer you to Dr. David Brownstein, Iodine, Why We Need It, Why We Can't Live Without It. He and Guy Abraham have presented, you know, a couple of books about that and how important it is. But the truth of it is that the thyroid condition, the thyroid controls all the other glandular function in the body. And the biggest challenge with that, as Dr. Brownstein points out, is that if you're not detoxifying those organs that the thyroid is in control of, then the thyroid can't really do its function. But we need more iodine. In fact, you know, I would just refer you to those books and let you get it straight from Guy Abraham and from Dr. David Brownstein. Those are excellent books and they talk about the value of the salt. In fact, David Brownstein's book, Salt Your Way to Health, he talks about the function of the thyroid and how important it is. But real salt, Himalayan pink salt, none of those have enough salt, Celtic salt, none of them have enough iodine to really get your body what it needs. And they talk about, go ahead.
I would be careful with the iodine. This is Lisa again. I got a good source from Roger Drummer, and I did not muscle test, and I started taking the iodine, and I got vertigo again, and I hadn't had that in years since I got involved with NCAN. So the way to test for the iodine is to get the liquid iodine, put it on your wrist. If it absorbs into the skin and you can no longer see the iodine, you need it. If it doesn't and it just leaves a mark, then you don't.
That's correct. And then we teach the very same thing, and there's lots of sources of iodine, but there again, iodine, you know, iodine was normally taken in through seaweeds and there's some natto and some other things that you can get iodine from. But one of the reasons they talk about in the book that iodine is so important today is the fact that bromines are prevalent in almost all of our processed flours. And bromine robs the body's ability to use iodine. And in fact, when they start you as doctors on a program of getting your iodine levels back up, when you start taking iodine, they'll tell you that sometimes it takes several days to a few weeks on a high dose of iodine before you get the bromine or bromine out of your system to where the iodine can begin to work. And there again, it's ignorance. We don't know about this stuff, but bromine is used in every processed flour and grain. It's just prevalent. And it, because it's a similar thing, it robs the body's ability to take in iodine. And so I'd refer you to those books and hear it from those guys.
What book?
Why then, can you talk about cabbage? Apparently people who have thyroid issues cannot eat cabbage.
I have no idea about that. I haven't heard anything or read anything about that particularly. I'm sorry, I can't answer that.
Okay.
What blood type are they? Because O's do not like cabbage.
Oh,
I love.
This person loves cabbage, but was told by their doctor not to eat it or any cabbage product or not product, but in the any plant from the cabbage family.
Wow.
What?
Huh. Well, that's what I said. What?
Well, that's a cruciferous. Oh, okay. That's the cruciferous vegetable. So you can't eat it raw. Otherwise, it'll actually make you gain weight or slow down weight loss.
However, fermented cabbage, again, we talked about that a week ago or so. We mentioned that is very important, the fermentation process. That and kombucha and I think even sourdough bread might be the lesser of the evils.
Right.
We'll have a topic on that sometime.
Phil, this is a quick, we have to be cooked. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
When I first heard about your salt and water and listened to your the DVD or saw that, I came home and had a friend with diabetes. So I said, you need to play with me, and she was open. So we did the test of, you know, checking her sugar, giving the salt, and of course it came down 32 points. And I just left it with her, and she had a very bad diabetic toe that wasn't healing, so I left her with some magnets, and I said, I want you, I'm going to leave you this salt, and I want you to take the salt and water every, all day long, and blah, blah, blah. Well, what was funny, when she was back to work, she said, not only did her sugars come down, and not only did her foot heal better, but she said, you know what's so funny, because I told her to take a half a teaspoon at night. Back then, I didn't realize. I said a half a teaspoon in the morning, half a teaspoon at night. But anyway, she said, what I find is I sleep so much better. She says, when I don't do that at night, I don't sleep as well.
Exactly. Exactly. And it takes energy to sleep. People don't realize that. They think, well, I'm not going to expend any energy when I go to sleep. That's absolutely not true. That's when your body really goes to work, but it's all in the autonomic nervous system, and so we don't recognize what all is going on. But our body is really busy, and it needs that energy, and that energy is transferred through that water and salt, through that electrolyte. So,
Jill, I have your book, but do you also have a recording? Or did anybody record today?
No. You would have.
Dave Johnson and I have done two or three DVDs. Jerry White was involved with us in a couple of them, and Dave has asked me to get together with him maybe at convention and make another one. But that I don't know, that one of the most effective things that we've done is that little booklet. And I was encouraged by Dave to just make a little booklet where people weren't daunted by the size of a book that they had to read or study, just some little simple thing to kind of just get people started in that direction. That's why we put the books, you know, in the bibliography, Gellage and so on. So, but you can go to Focus on Growth, and they still have copies of those DVDs and some CDs. I think they're all CDs. I don't think we did a DVD.
You might do.
No, if you're going to convention, you can call up Focus, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up.
That's right.
You have to do it by today, though.
So make sure you don't miss out.
Yeah, today would be the last day that you could do that. And I've been hearing, I've never seen it, but I know Dave, I went up to Post Falls and did some seminars on the salt, and Dave recorded those, and he's posted them on YouTube, and you just have to check with Dave on those. But that you could get that in a form that you could maybe pass on to somebody else, and Dave would be the one to check with as to how to access those. I haven't seen them or know what that's about, but I know that he posted them. And I hear comments sometimes from people that call me and say, you know, I saw your thing on YouTube, and I want to know more about the salt in the water. So I know it's out there, but I don't know how to access it.
Okay.
What's
the salt in your book?
Pardon me?
What's the little book called?
It's called Common Sense About Salt and Water.
Okay, and your last name?
Offerle. O-F-F-E-R-L-E. O-F-F-E-R-L-E.
I'm so grateful you're on call. Thank you. I've been trying to figure out how to help people not wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. So
yeah.
I'm very grateful. So. Thank you.
Well,
yeah, also with the gout, too. That we've had people with gout.
Yeah.
So just half a teaspoon of real or Himalayan salt before bed with a... What'd you say, a quart of water?
Yeah, as much as you can drink, but just keep your ratio at least a quarter of a teaspoon of salt for each quart of water. Keep that ratio in there, and then encourage them, if they're dealing with gout, encourage them to get our green enzymes, because that's something that'll stabilize the blood sugars and the blood serum levels for 4 to 6 hours, and so they can take that at night too, and they'll notice a huge difference in the morning. We've seen people that couldn't walk, literally could not walk because of the pain, and the next morning with the water and salt and the green zymes, literally get up without any pain and able to function fairly normally. But that's how quickly, you know, That's why our water, our new waterfall has a higher pH, and that's the real value of it, because it's a higher pH even than our old aquaphors. But the aquaphors are wonderful. We still use them in our home as well.
That's a quarter teaspoon.
Quarter of a teaspoon for a quart of water. Gloria just says it's quarter quart. That's the best way to remember it.
Quarter quart.
Yep.
Well, certainly I'm glad I asked that question this morning, because this has just been a great call. Thank you.
Yes, Bill. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
I just finished reading the book from Norman Walker about colon health.
Uh-huh.
And he makes a lot of references in the book, and I have the reference here of how much we should eliminate. But just before I read that, he also says that the best water you can drink is distilled water, because your body is full of distilled water.
Not true. Absolutely not true. And Norman Walker has created a lot of challenges, and Dr. Batman Gelage refutes him. A lot of other people do too in that particular area. And I'm not saying he's not a brilliant man. He's made a tremendous impact on the natural foods movement and the health movement. But he actually told people, don't drink water when you eat your food, because you mess up your digestive juices. That's not true in any way, shape, or form. And if you'll drink a glass of water and take a little bit of salt a half hour before you eat anything, your body can totally and completely digest it. It can get all the vitamin B12s, even broken down to the finest cellular absorbable formulations, if you have that water and salt available for your body to work with. Otherwise, it has to rob it from you. And he's one of the promoters of this idea that, you know, that you shouldn't drink water when you eat your food. Absolutely not true. Your body cannot process anything without water. And the salt is just the electrolyte balance that keeps everything in check. So, you know, guys, I don't, it's just like I tell people, NECAM doesn't have the answers for everything, but we've got some really good answers. But every doctor
drinking water while you eat? Or before
he says, he's been a promoter of that don't do that. And people who are drinking distilled water and thinking that distilled water is in the body is absolutely wrong. Go to Mick Xu Zhang's, The Water Puzzle and the Hexagonal Key, and see thousands of medical studies that show that the water at the cellular level where it crosses that cell membrane is in fact PIMAG water. It's structured water. And your body, if you put distilled water into your body, then your body has to donate minerals from your body to turn it into structured water so the cell can use it.
What was that last reference?
The book is called The Water Puzzle.
Can you guys
and the Hexagonal
that?
Key.
That would be awesome.
Pardon me?
Mick Xu Zhang. And that has hundreds and hundreds of medical studies from around the world on the value of hexagonal water, structured water, which is what our PIMAG water is. And every plant utilizes water at the same level. And there's no such thing in nature or in our bodies as distilled water. It does not exist. Water does not exist in the form of reverse osmosis or distilled. It just doesn't. When water falls out of the sky and hits the earth, the first thing that happens is it absorbs the minerals that are in the earth and changes it from its acid condition to some type of normal pH. And to suggest that our body's full of distilled water is absolutely ludicrous scientifically.
Hey, Bill, just clarify. So half an hour before we eat, we have to eat our body, and that's what we read with Gillich. But during our meal, what kind of drinking could we be doing?
Only water, because everything else is considered food. And if you drink a soda, that's considered food. Your body looks at it as food because its goal is to separate the water from it and get whatever nutrition out of it and then eliminate everything that's of no value. If it's green tea, it's food. It's going to take the good things out of it. It's going to separate the water from it. That's what our body does. But anything that's not water is considered food. I don't care how it runs out of a cup or a glass or a bowl. It doesn't matter if it's mixed with something else, it's food. And so then your body must put water into it in order to break it down efficiently and process it efficiently and get rid of it.
I think
and that's why, you know, when you drink sodas, how it's what's called a diuretic. It just draws water from anywhere it can to try to get rid of it, get it out of the body.
So it is natural for us to continue drinking a little bit of water as we're eating, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. I love you, Phil.
can you come on Tuesday's call and let us record this?
Yeah.
Well, how can he repeat? Really awesome. Can he redo that? That's been amazing already.
Well, he knows what he's saying.
He
I know that he can, but...
Guys?
Great.
Hey, Phil,
would
one other question. It's always been something common on our discussion here. It's been something common that every time we drink water or take a supplement or something, 10-4 or anything, that we're processing. How much of does that count for our water intake?
It's the same. When you take a 10-4 and mix it with water, your body considers that a food. And so... Just continue to drink your water, and especially, guys, I talked to a lady last night who's been on the Vital Balance, and she's, after just several days of it, she loves the energy and everything, and now she's beginning to get some migraine headaches as a result of it, and I talked to her about that, and I said, you've quit drinking your water, and you're asking your body to process more good vitamins and minerals and things, and it's done in a long time, and it has to have water to do that. Increase your water intake when you do your Vital Balance. And within a couple of days, I said, within a couple of days, you'll see a difference. Because the more you put in your body, the more it has to process, and everything has to be processed with water. So when you put more good stuff in, more water. And, it, you know, just listen to your body, and it'll let you know that. You know... You're welcome. Thank you, guys. We'll see a lot of you at the convention, won't we?
Yes.
Yes, sure.
And Bill, you might give Dennis a heads up at Focus Extreme Extra booklet.
He already knows that. We talked to him about it at the Logan event at the Eagle Expo, and he said he's going to bring probably 150 to 200 copies of that. So,
right.
Yeah. And guys, I'll tell you this: I did not copyright that book for a reason. I want people to take it, copy it, do whatever you need to do to get the word out. We're trying to get that education out about it because it's so foundational to our health.
So where's Gloria this morning?
She's right here. I'll put her back on.
Wait, Phil. Your
ears is eight. Hey, Phil, I recorded this. Is it all right if I post it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wonderful. Oh, great.
Go see.
Keep to the rescue.
And Linda, send it to us.
Linda, will you send it?
It's going to be actually on Steve's website.
I'll put it on www.lifestylesupport.org. That's www.lifestylesupport.org, and that'll be on the post for the month of February 2015.
Thanks.
It's on the blog, guys. I'll have the.
Hi, guys.
It'd be wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Phil, thank you for not copywriting that and making it so widely available. That's so generous and life-giving for so many.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, he needs. They deserve more than that, though.
Oh, I know.
Bill and Gloria, thank you so much for your time.
Guys, we're glad to do it.
That's what.
So we should be drinking the salt and the water with every meal.
You guys, the most important thing is you get that amount of salt and water in. He's just saying, if that's part of it, don't hesitate because you're eating. Just take in that much water.
Yeah, because a lot of people have been told they shouldn't drink anything when they eat.
Yeah, and if that's the case, don't worry about it.
So they're not digesting, but it's like, you know, I think in some aspects, it's like, don't Don't be a fanatic about everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that water and salt in.
Take it in ease, but make sure you get, you know, enough of the salt and the water in every day.
That's right.
You know, that would be one thing to make sure. Okay, maybe you should be a fanatic about that. Make sure you get enough water and salt.
That's right.
Every day.
If you could drink a glass of wine with your meal, you should be drinking water.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, salted wine.
Yeah. Water and wine, right?
Okay, this is something I wanted to say, but I couldn't get into my own call to say something here. Bill.
Fantastic. We're doing a good job here.
Himalayan crystal salt. You can actually have a bottle right here, and I'm going to take a couple right now on behalf of all y'all. And that's why I've been living in the South for 25 years. I said that.
Yeah. It shows.
All y'all.
Y'all. I just prepared my little bottle of salt to take with me on my travels.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.